This week we've been hearing about how Rushville, Jacksonville, and Quincy revitalized their downtowns. A group of city leaders from Macomb recently toured those cities to gather some ideas for re-energizing their courthouse square. Public Radio's Rich Egger talked to Macomb's mayor about his city's plans and what was learned on that trip. Here's the fifth and final part of our series, Turning Around the Downtown.
Mayor Mike Ginman believes Macomb does not need a major overhaul, but rather a facelift. Inman likes what the city has and says the goal now is to make it better.
We want to be as comprehensive as we can in dealing with it because this is, A, it's the heart of our city. It's the core of the community, and we want to make sure if we're going to invest in things, we want to make sure we try to do it the first time and do it the best we can.
Have you thought at all about widening sidewalks?
Very much so. Several of the aldermen, and I would agree with them, think that that would increase the likelihood of pedestrian activity on the square, whether that be outdoor cafes, outdoor dining opportunities, would also probably create an overall visual improvement for the downtown. And that, we have relatively wide sidewalks now, but we do have to make sure that for ADA compliance that we maintain a pathway for folks that need that swath to get through. So I think that that's certainly something we're giving some thought to.
Would you be willing to remove a row of parking to have wider sidewalks or to create a wider lane for some of these larger vehicles to travel through or to park?
That's been discussed, and I think that is an option that's on the table. I think as we look at this there, again, we're not looking for a wholesale change up there, but again, a revisioning of our traffic pattern may call for that reconfiguration or, in fact, eliminating parking. I think that was one thing we wanted to remind folks of as we looked at the city free parking areas that are adjacent to the square now. They may give the appearance of underutilization at times, but as we look at the possibilities downtown, we got to keep in mind that those are options we have that can play into this overall parking capacity we have in the area.
So while you're not trying to reinvent the wheel, are you trying to breathe some new life into the downtown?
I think that's a very accurate statement. We want to make sure that we're doing what we can as a community to pretty much practice what we preach, and that's investing in our downtown. I think what we heard consistently from our trip down to Jacksonville and Rushville, not so much that if we build it, they will come, but the idea that if the city is willing to invest, then business, private sector investment follows. That played out down in Jacksonville very notably, and we got the same impression from our friends down in Rushville that yes, it was a process, and that at the end of that process, there was private sector investment that followed. And I think that's what we're trying to encourage here when it's all said and done.
One of the things Jacksonville did to make the downtown look more inviting was to have murals painted on some of the buildings that, pay tribute to the community's history. Have you thought about that at all?
We have, and several folks in the community have, since I've been in office, suggested that they've been visiting other communities where that's prevalent. I had some folks send me some information on, I believe it was either Michigan or Wisconsin, I've got it in my office, where their whole downtown is adorned with these murals on buildings that depict events in the history of that community. The Wall Dogs program that I think many folks are familiar with that been utilized in other communities in the state of Illinois. I think one of the questions has been is once that project is undertaken, then who or how do you go about maintaining those paintings? And that's a good question. But I don't think that should disqualify it from good discussion and find out, who does take care of those after 10 years? Is that something that the city's willing to undertake for a maintenance program, or is that a volunteer, community-based kind of approach to, hey, let's all get together and go up and do a redo of mural XYZ on in Hardesty Way or something like that?
Inman says the city will continue to consider all ideas for revitalizing the square.
We want it to be an attraction We want it to be a center of commerce. We want it to be a gathering space, something that's always been and will continue to be for as long as we can sustain it. And what we're hoping to do by this project is make it sustainable for many more decades.
Macomb Mayor Mike Ginman says there will be plenty of time to provide input. It'll be at least 2, maybe 3 years before construction begins on Macomb's plans for turning around the downtown. Rich Ecker reporting.